We are learning Masechtas Shavuos Daf Chavav Amud Aleph, and we are starting on top of the Amud on Daf Chavav Amud Aleph. We had a machlokes in the Mishnah when you have the chiyuv of carbon oil of Yerid on a Shavuah, Shavuos Bitui, which means a Shavuah that someone says and it's not true. So we have in the pasuk where it says Oy Nefesh Kisushava Levate B'Sfasayim Laharal Heit. If a person makes a Shavuah, he do something good or do something bad. He brings a carbon oil of Yerid if he forgets a Shua. So Rav Shmuel says the only type of Shua you have a carbon oil of Yerid is only a Shua that you're making in the, for the future. You're making a Shua, I'm going to do something or I'm not going to do something. But if make a Shua, if I did something or I did not do something, that is not part of the pasuk of carbon oil of Yerid, the pasuk of Parsha Shua Spitu, because it says L'ra'al Heitiv. But Rabbi Akiva says no, that of course you do have it even L'sha'avar, and in the Mishnah there's a Shaka V'Tayra for the Machlekes, and our Gemara will talk over this Shaka V'Tayra and explain a little more, elaborate on it. Dr. Martin Rabbanon L'ra'al Heitiv, it says in the Pasuk that some makes a Shua L'ha'ra'al or Heitiv, to do something not good to himself or good to himself, which means eat or not eat. That's in the future. So first of all, we only see things that are either good for him or not good for him. If he makes a shvuah, there's nothing to do with Kagoin. He says, I'm going to throw a tzror, a rock, into the water. How do you know you're chai for that as well? Which is a general rule. That's all Rabbi Akiva talking. There's also a ribui for it. And it's a pasuk, the same pasuk, the same ribui. It's either the beginning of that pasuk or the end of that pasuk. They both have a lashon of a klal, kisushav levati b'sasayim, or l'chol hashi yivati adam meshua. So what Rabbi Akiva is saying is that from the klal you see that all these type of shuas are included. Div Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Shmuel Aymar, l'hara l'heitiv l'haba, it's tas b'davka l'haba, l'sha'avar, there's no chiv carbon oil b'yerit, no chiv carbon, amaloi, Rabbi Kivim Kain, if you're so makbid on having exactly harava atava, imkain elio dvarm sheshvem harava atava, dvarm sheshvem harava atava nine, how do you know things that don't have harava atava? Amaloi, so Rabbi Shmuel answers, meriba akosav, that I have a ribui, I have a chlal sheyavate. Amaloi, meriba akosav akach, meriba akosav akach. If you have a ribui, you have a ribui for everything, shav also. So hey, what are you making the difference? What's the difference? So Gemara says, shapa kam lera kivar vishmal, rakivar is tiny good. Once you have a ribui, why isn't it a ribui also for l'sha'avar? So I'm Rabbi Yechanan, I'm going to explain the bir ha-machlekes now. I'm Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Shmuel was a Talmud of Nechunya ben Akana, so Shemesh is Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana, so he darshan to call Torah kula, but klal prat. He darshan the whole Torah with klal prat to klal. He was darshan klal prat. He was darshan klal prat. And Rabbi Kiva, so Shemesh is Nochum, ish gamzu, so he darshan call Torah beriba umiyat, he darshan the whole Torah with riba miyit. Iunami darish riba miyit. He was darshan with the drasha of riba miyit. Now the Gemara is going to explain what's the difference in the drashas. But just as a general rule, riba umiyit riba is marba much more things. Riba miyit riba is basically marba everything, and you just have to have one miyit. Mashenkein a klal or prat a klal, that works differently, because when you start off a klal or prat, what the prat does is minimize everything that's in the klal. It's only what's in the prat. It's explaining the klal, explaining the rule. Then when the next klal comes, it's marba more stuff. So you already have nothing, you really have nothing, then the klal is marba more things, so it has to be ke'ein ha-prat. Masha enkein, when it's riba or miyat the riba, so when you have the riba miyat alone, the miyat wasn't mayat everything, it's just mayat some things. And then if it's a mayit, anything that's not similar to it, then when the next riba comes, it's marba much more. Because it never was at ground zero. It was already had other things that were marba, that were doimit to the miyit. And doimit to the exception, to the specific. Already, all that was already part of it. Now when the second riba comes, marba even more things, so therefore you get much more of a riba when the drasha is riba miyit the riba and klal prat the klal. Now the Gemara explains. So Ziyunami, yes, my Rabbi Kiva the Darish Riba Miyat Ribu Yamuti. What is the Rabbi Kiva's drasha of Riba Miyat? The title of the Braisa. Oy nefesh kisushava. The pasuk starts off oy nefesh kisushav balavati besvasayim, which means a person makes a shvuas bitu, any shvuas bitu. That's a riba. Oy nefesh kisushav riba. Then it says lahara or lahetiv etzamiyat. That's a mayit that says only lahara or lahetiv. So now, according to this drasha, what it will be is, it has to be something similar to lahara or lahetiv in order to be chayiv. So that's a miyat. Then it says a chashi yevate adam chaz of a riba or miyat the riba koil yamar by everything. My riba kol mili or my miyat or miyat dvar mitzvah or miyat a dvar mitzvah. That's all miyat. But everything else is part of the parasha shvuas bitu besides the dvar mitzvah. And Rashi says who adin a shvuas shav because dvar mitzvah and shvuas shav are very similar. That dvar mitzvah is something that you can't be over. And same thing with so right when I make the shua already, it's false. Same thing with Mashana Seyadua. You're changing what everyone knows. Also, immediately when I make the shua, it's already known as not true. And therefore, those things are not included. Any type of shua levato samitzvah or shua that's a shua shav. That's not part of the carbon, but everything else, we are marba. That's the way Rabbi Akiva learns the drashas. Rabbi Shmuel darshan like this. Darsh klal prat. He starts off by nefesh kisheshava levati v'sasayim klal. That's a general rule. Any shvuas bitu yichayiv lora lehetiv prat. And like again, when we learn prat, it means it's only these two things. It has to be future and harayal hetiv. That's it. The chashvata adam chazuv a klal. And when marber klal prat the klal yet adon elikay prat. When marber has to be similar to the prat. Ma prat mafurush lahabo. Just like the prat is lahabo afkol lahabo. But legabe being harava atava, that doesn't have to be similar to that. So hani klolo la suya fill dvarim she'ein behem harava atava, and as long as lahaba and hani prata lamuta fill dvarim she'ein behem harava atava, and the prat is excluding even though it has harava atava, but it's l'shavar, it's excluding that because it has to be similar to harava atava. So Gemara wants to know, how do I know where to go? Okay, I hear klal prat the klal, we're not marba as much. But how do I know which one to mayit? Maybe I should mayit exclude anything that's not rava atava. How do I know to exclude anything that's not laba? How do I know to exclude that? Gemara answers of Rav Yitzchak, dum yod lara lahetiv. Misha suri mishum ba yachal devaroy yotza zu she'en yisure mishum ba yachal devaroy el mishum ba al tashakru. So the answer is that the since it says in the pasuk lara lahitiv, it's something that has a ba yachal. Ba yachal is always mashma something that is in the future, something I'm going to be mechal, but something that's automatically mechul, which is really loyseshav b'shmila sheker. The pasuk, the more means an interesting pasuk about shakar. It really means to say loyseshav b'shmila sheker. So that already, it's mistavro that that's not dumi del ra'al hetev at all, because that is false at contact. Right when you say it, it's false. There's no loyachal dvar in the future. So therefore, we are, since loyachal is something that goes on the shvuah. So therefore, it makes sense to say that dumi l'ra'al hetev, that there the isuroi, the iser is something in the future and not something that, something I'm going to, that I have an opportunity to be mechal, not something that's sheker automatically. So it makes sense to say it this way and not the other way. It makes sense to exclude the shavar rather than excluding not a rava atava, where that would fit into bayachal, that is a regular case of future. But the case of past is more a loyse shavu than a loyachal devaru. That's one pshat, how we know that say epechano. Rav Yitzvah Avnam Okra, a different drasha, in nefesh kise shava levate besvasayim. Interesting drasha. The drasha goes like this. Misha ha-shvua kedemes la-bitui. The loyse ha-bitui kedemes ha-shvua. Bitui, we are calling the thing that you did bitui. So, when you say achalti v'lo-achalti, The eating happened before you made the shvuah. And shvuah levate sounds like I'm making a shvuah that the thing I'm going to do is going to be after the shvuah, which is always something lahaba. So it says, pasuk is shvuah levate v'sasayim, misha shvuah kedemes labitui. V'loisha abitui kedemes l'shvuah. Yotza zeh achalti v'lo echalti, sha'a maisa koidim l'shvuah. The maisa is before the shvuah. A lot of them are far from a bother. The Rishash is bothered. But as drasha, bitui is not really the thing you did. It's a lashon of shvuah. So it's an interesting drasha, but Akapara Gemara is calling bitui the thing, the pa'ula, the maisa is the bitui. So the bitui has to be after the shua, not before the shua. So Akapanim, and that's how you know that you make the drasha that's coming to exclude shavar and coming to include even things that are non-hara v'atava. So that is Machlokes Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Kiva holds umarba everything, only my dvar mitzvah, shua shav, everything else chayav carbon. According to Rabbi Shmuel, only la'ra v'atava, only la'haba is, you don't need a ra v'atava, only la'haba is chayav carbon. Tana Rabbanan, no drasha. It says in the Pasuk, says, and we darshin, what's the word Adam doing there? We darshin, the Adam has to have his full faculties when he makes the shvua. Ha'odom b'shvua, pra lo'oynis, lo'onos. Someone who made a shvua, b'oynis, which means he thought he was saying the truth, we'll explain in a second, but he thought he was saying the truth, the halacha is, there's no carbon for that. Another part of the Pasuk darshin, it says, v'nelam, he forgot his shvua, prat l'mezid. A mezid does not bring a carbon by a shvua spitui. And then says, "Mimenu with darshing shnis almenu with shvua." He forgot the shvua. Yochol shnis almenu chayfetz. If you forgot about the chayfetz, well, the Gemara will explain what that case is. If you forgot about the chayfetz, tamaleba b'shvua manela amal helam shvua chayiv ene chayiv helam chayfetz. Only chayiv helam shvua, not on helam chayfetz. Not on forgetting the chayfetz. So now the Gemara will elaborate on these three drashas. There are three drashas here. Number one is ha'odam b'shvua is proud la'onus. Number two is it has to be a shaygig, not a mezid. And number three, it has to be that you were nelam, the shvua was forgotten, not the chayfetz. What's a case of a onos? They were standing in front of Rav, and they were arguing what Rav said. I'm making a shvua. This is what Rav said. This is the Rav said chayiv. Umama shvua is the halachah of Rav. No one said I'm making a shvua. The Rav said potter. So you also came to the Rav. They were learning by Rav and they had this machlekes. So they came. They went to Rav and said, let's ask the Rav himself. You also came to the Rav. Oma kachamina. You see, like one of them is right. It's chayiv. I said. So amalei idoch vanova shukrish tavoida. I make a shvua sheker. Amalei no libach anosach. Your heart, you thought you were saying the truth. You thought that's what your rabbi said, and that's why you made a shua. That's not called a shua. Sheker, that's an oinus. Adam shua means you have to know what you're doing. But if you think you're saying the truth, there is no isra shua. And we have to qualify this because we know there's something called a shaygig. So by a shaygig, what does that mean? We just said shaygig is the case of chayav carbon. So by a shaygig, l'chayra, why don't you say he doesn't know? So in the future, so there, it's not liba ancha. He made a regular shua, and then in the future, he forgets about it. That's not an oinus. That's a shaygig. But let's say he said the fear of Shmuel, he says even l'sha'avar is fear of Akiva, even l'sha'avar is chayiv a carbon, and you say, you know what, I never ate that. And he forgot about it. He says then, l'char, it shouldn't be a shua. How you bring a carbon? The Gemara's going to ask that kasha. L'char should be adam a shua. The guy says, I didn't eat that. But he thought he didn't eat it. We'll see in the Gemara later on, Amar Beis, we'll talk about that. Okay. So the first Rosh Adam B'Shvua, which means the guy is an oinus. He doesn't, he's an oinus. And Tosh says, it's not only the mitzvah of a carbon, it's even that there's no lav whatsoever. There's no issa, no oinus whatsoever if you don't know and you don't chap what you're saying. You think that Rav really said that, that's not an issa shvua. So the Gemara writer, it said in the Brisa before, Vanela, Mimenu, Shinis Alim, Mimenu Shvua. Yochel Sham Chayfetz Tamleimar B'Shvua V'Nelo Imenu Alham Shvua Chayiv Ein Chayiv Alham Chayfetz. So we're going to discuss first this idea of Helam Chayfetz. Machulay Marava Bishlam Shvua By a Shvua Meshkachas Lo Avloy Chayfetz. Possibly you forgot the Shvua. We forget the Chayfetz. Kegoin the Omar Shvua Shoichel Paschitim. Give me a Shvua. I'm not going to eat wheat bread. I'm not going to eat bread. Ukesavar. He thought that he said that I'm going to eat it. He forgot the shua. He knew he made a shua, but he forgot what type of shua he made. He thought he made a shua, he was going to eat it, so he goes and eats it. The shua say inche chavtze docher. The shua he forgot, but the chavtze remembers the past chitim. So in such a case, we understand that's the case in element of shua you have a carbon. But what we're saying, if you forget the chayfetz and you remember the shua, so then there's no chi of carbon. What's the case? Chayvetz v'loy shvua hechi dami. How? What's the case? How is it possible? Kegoyin dama shvua soicha paschitim ukasava shal sairim. He said, "I'm not going to eat paschitim ukasava shal sairim kamar." He thought that he said sairim. The shvua said dachalev chavta inchi if got the chavta. Right? The Gemara, no. Kim the chavta inchilu hainu helm shvua. If he forgets what he said in the shvua. You're right, he forgot the chayfetz part of the shvua. That's called forgetting the shvua. That's a call forgetting the chayfetz. So what's the case that he only forgot the chayfetz, not the shvua? Elo Amar Rabbi Lazar, da v'da achasi. That Echanami, it's taka da v'da achasi, which means Rashi says, the Mishnah is a mistake, the Brice is a mistake. Rashi says, iat the moitzi helm chayfetz lo helm shvua, v'zui ain't a Mishnah, it's not a Mishnah. It's a mistake. That's what he says. Mask of Lord of Yosef, why isn't it possible? I'll tell you how it's possible. Mask of Yosef, Lord my Lord, I'll tell you, Chayvus of Shul, Lomishkachasla, it is possible. Kegoyin, Domar Shavua Shaykh Paschitim. And he remembered that. He remembered. He said, Shavua Shaykh Paschitim, remember, I mean, a Shavua, I'm not going to eat wheat bread, only whole wheat, only Osirim, only barley. Behoisha Yodoi Lissal, he sticks his hand to the sal, Lito Pasirim, he only eats Pasirim, but also Beyodah Shachitim. And it comes out chitim, and he thinks this is sarim. Ukasova sarim he. Va'achlo. The shuas dochli. He remembers the shuas the whole time. I made a shuas, I'm not going to eat pas chitim. And this thing, chavtud lo yodleib. And this thing, he doesn't chap. He doesn't chap, he's eating chitim. So gval the case. And we're saying, oh, hey, you don't bring carbon, because nelam chavitz. Omle Abaya held that this was, there's two versions of his kasha, the same kasha. Abaya holds that that's also called helm shuas. Only Abaya klum mechayevus like carbon ella might the tofes biyodoi yichayev a carbon because you think in your hand helam shvu that's called helam shvu list achrin only Abaya leyesiv so he's a carbon to come maisi a lot of the high pass me as helam shvu somehow Abaya is learning that la maisa it's still called helam shvu because this klape this piece of bread that's in your hand that you think you didn't make a shvu on it because you think it's pchitim so you think it's sarin rather. So you don't chap that you made a shua on this thing. So it's really helm shua. That's how Abaya says. But Reisav says no. Reisav Amalach, kim nechi yadalei the chitim who parish me. If you knew it was chitim, you would stop. So you know the shua. Helm chayfetzum. So Reisav holds this called helm chayfetz. Abaya still holds it's not called helm chayfetz. And the reason why the Abaya's tiny is, so it's like a dak is like a svara, but he's saying is that the thing I'm holding in my hand, I don't realize there's a shua in. Why don't I realize there's a shua in? Because I don't know what it is. But Lamais, I don't realize there's shua on that, and that's called Helam Shua. So, like upon him, Rav Yosef saves the day in the Braisa, Rav Abaya is not so sure about it, but like upon him, that's what the Braisa says, that a Helam Chayfetz is Nishkin Helam. So now, Bayim Renei, we had a similar type of Shaila before on Daf Yud Tes, we had a similar type of Shaila, with a Helam Zev is that. We had it by Mikdash for Kedoshav, such an idea. Bayim Renei, Rav Ram Nachman. Helam Zev Zev Yodi. Let's say both of them you don't know. For example, in this example, let's say if you got Yeshua and you don't realize this is Paschitim. Ma, what's the halacha? Amalei, Harei Helam Shua B'Yodi V'Chayev. L'maisa, I forgot the Shua, so I'm Chayev. Adrabe, Helam Chayevitz B'Yodi Potter. Helam Chayevitz B'Yodi Potter. Now, what's the tzad? We spoke about it last time. What is the tzad that Helam Chayevitz should make it worse? L'maisa, you have Helam Shua. So we said two pshatim. One shot is because it's a xeris a kosov, an element men who has to be halomas shvua, and that's it, not halomas chayfetz. That's one shot. The other shot is that the chazanish says it's like karav la'oinis. If you don't know the chayfetz, it's karav la'oinis. So I don't care if you also have halom shvua. My sense is you don't know the chayfetz is more karav la'oinis. That's why you shouldn't be chayav karav. That's more shaliya. Lemaisa, I have a halomas shvua because I forgot the shvua also, or maybe since I forgot the chayfetz, that's like exeris a kosov or a svara that you're part of. So Amar Ravashi, Chazinon, we see imach mas shvua kaparish. If he's pirish, if he abstains because of the shvua, could you tell him? Let's say you tell him that oh yeah, I made a shvua and he stops. So you see, I read helm shvua beyond. See the ikka thing is the helm shvua. V'chayit imach mas chayfetz kaparish. You tell him oh this is barway pas chitim and he's pirish. Harry Helm Chavitz be all the apartheid. Only Vino Rashi, Klum Parish Vashua, Elmashum Chavitz, Klum Parish Vashua, Elmashum Shua. Either way, when he's Parish, he's Parish because of the. Once you tell him that, he remembers the other things, so he's Parish because of both things. So it's no Raya, both of them were Halama. Maybe both were Halama. It's not a Raya because he's Parish. Once he remembers this, he remembers that. Elo, Loishna, the way Rashi learns over here and over there is Eloishna, it's Potter. The Ikasvar is that you Potter when there's Helam Chafetz, or others learn Taka Safik, and the reason why you don't bring a carbon is because you don't bring Safik Chulun Ba'azara, and because it's a Safik Epata. So Ad Kan, HaGemara that we learned so far, to explain Onus, Adam Veshua, and Helam Chafetz. And the next one we'll ask about Shaygig, about Kaponim, that's where we're holding right now.